This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country's GDP is growing at 8%, and the day is not far when it will become the third largest economy globally. Mr. Modi was addressing the inaugural session of Journey Towards Viksit Bharat, a post-Union Budget 2024-25 conference in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister said the government is focusing on all sectors. The Prime Minister also added, the speed and scale at which the government is building infrastructure is unprecedented. He said capital expenditure is called the biggest productive medium of resource investment. Mr. Modi said in 2004, in the first budget of the UPA government, capital expenditure was around 90,000 crore rupees and it increased to 2 lakh crore rupees in 2014. The Lok Sabha today resumed discussion on the General Budget 2024-25. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is replying to the discussion in the lower house. Earlier participating in the discussion, Devendra Singh of BJP said, the government is committed to the welfare of farmers and major allocations were made in the Union Budget for the agriculture sector. Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party said, this year's budget is silent about unemployment and development of rural areas. Amra Ram of CPIM, Rajesh Verma of LJP, Ram Vilas, Saptagiri Shankar Ulaka of Congress and other members also participated in the debate. The discussion is still underway. The Rajya Sabha also resumed discussion on the General Budget 2024-25. Participating in the discussion, Praful Patel of NCP said, the government has adopted a fiscal discipline approach and maintained the financial health of the country since 2014. Intervening in the discussion, Union Minister and BJP President JP Nadda asserted that infrastructure development is the focus of the budget along with job creation. In Kerala, 63 bodies have been recovered from the debris of landslide site that hit Wayanad district during the wee hours. The death toll is likely to mount further. Official sources said 128 people were injured in the mishap and they've been admitted to various hospitals. Efforts are in full swing by the NDRF, the state government machinery and the public to rescue more people that are believed to be trapped under the debris. The Kerala government has declared a two-day mourning from today. Expressing deep sorrow over the loss of life and property, the government announced that all public programs and celebrations stand postponed. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences over the loss of lives in the landslides in Wayanad. Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased in the landslides in parts of Wayanad. The Prime Minister also spoke to Kerala CM Pinarayi Vijayan and assured all possible assistance from the centre in the wake of the prevailing situation there. Meanwhile, the IMD has issued a red alert in 8 districts in the state, indicating the possibility of extremely heavy rainfall. In Jharkhand, relief and rescue operation after the Howrah-Mumbai train accident have been completed. 2 passengers were killed and 24 others were injured following the derailment of 18 bogies of Howrah-Mumbai mail this morning between Barabambo and Karsawa railway station near Porto Vida village under Chakradharpur Railway Division. Railways has announced an ex gratia of 10 lakh rupees to the next of the kin of the deceased. It also announced 5 lakh ex gratia for seriously injured passengers and 1 lakh for injured passengers. At the ongoing Summer Olympics in Paris, shooters Manu Bhakar and Sarabjot Singh today clinched the bronze medal in the final of 10-meter air pistol mixed team event, defeating South Korean pair of Oh Yi-jin and Lee Won-ho 16-10. With this win, Manu etched her name in history by becoming the first Indian athlete to win 2 medals at the same edition of Olympics post-independence. Norman Pritchard, who represented India in athletics, won 2 medals, both silver, in 1900 Olympics. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Modi have congratulated Manu Bhakar and Sarabjot Singh for winning bronze medal for India. Trap shooter Prithviraj Tondaiman is competing in the men's trap qualification round, while shooters Shreyasi Singh and Rajeshwari Singh are competing in the women's trap qualification round. Indian hockey men's team is facing Ireland this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.